Restoring My Soul, Monday the 14th of April, The Fellowship of Christ's Grief. As co-workers of Jesus Christ, we experience his sufferings. This includes suffering with him in his rejection. As we suffer in this manner, we are to respond as he did. In the fellowship of Christ's grief, we join his silence as the Father and the Holy Spirit transfer the wrath of God with its condemnation upon those who refuse to obey the gospel. Those who do not obey Christ because they do not believe his word are under condemnation already. In this regard, we must not come between Christ and those who are rejecting him as Lord and who are refusing to submit themselves to the fellowship of his sufferings in which they would otherwise obtain regeneration and salvation. Our endeavours to intervene put us at risk of the same judgment as the person who is refusing Christ. The New Testament apostles warned us against becoming partakers of God's wrath through fellowship with others in their sin, particularly as their rebellion becomes increasingly resolute. For example, Paul wrote, "Let no one deceive you with empty words, for because of these things the wrath of God comes upon the sons of disobedience. Therefore, do not be partakers with them." We note that Christ's work on the cross is progressive. Inasmuch as a person's salvation is progressively obtained as they journey through obedience to Christ's word on the pathway he pioneered, the condemnation of the rebellious is progressive as they harden their heart in disobedience to his word. The prophet Isaiah identified the progressive waypoints of damnation that belong to the disobedient. As a person refuses salvation by rejecting the word of Christ and his invitation to join the fellowship of his offering and sufferings, the wrath of God upon them increases. Having been given the opportunity to repent, there no longer remains for them a sacrifice for sins. As Paul declared, "For if we sin willfully after we have received the knowledge of the truth, there no longer remains a sacrifice for sins, but a certain fearful expectation of judgment." The references used in today's devotions are John chapter 3, verses 18 and 19, Ephesians chapter 5, verses 6 and 7, Isaiah chapter 28, verse 13, and Hebrews chapter 10, verses 26 and 27. For further study, Isaiah chapter 53.